It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I went out on a work night.
You did.
I got to tell you guys, so outside my comfort zone.
We lived vicariously through you last night.
We did. I liked the text and stuff that you gave us, man. That
yeah,
was fun.
I was shooting some pictures back at you guys.
It was fun.
I will say, you know, the radio station was set up outside Ball Arena for the Justin Timberlake concert. It looked really good last night.
You were showing me the video and the pictures.
We were popular.
Yes.
No joke. We had that 360 camera out there, and there was a line.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to pull. There's a link that kind of does a collage of everybody that was doing the camera. I'm going to try to pull that and throw it up on our Facebook because people were having the time of their life with that.
Those are so much
fun. Did you end up doing it?
The line was so long and I didn't want to cut.
I
was like,
excuse me, Jeremy, radio personality. Hello.
Kind of a big deal. Yeah, right. You know? So I didn't. I think Big Rob got on there and Nina was on there at one point. But it was funny because, you know, I walked up to the stadium and the line was a mile long for this thing. And the best part was, is I looked over at one of our competitors' tent.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Nobody
not
was
a
at
a single person at it.
He showed me the video. There's not, like, the people who are manning the tent
the interns
are even
just, like,
sad.
Wandering around. And
they were, like, in line for the three. Say, hey, can we get in that camera really quick, please?
And the best part, our interns on the sly put Mix 100 banners on each side of their tents.
Yes.
Smart.
Yes!
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Smart promotions, people.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
So
good.
Shout
out
Liz. We looked really good last night. I did surprise Nick Nack with these Timberlake tickets. We were in the suite there at the Pepsi Center. And I will say that Timberlake is a true performer. The dude knows how to perform. He's been doing this for, what, 30 years now?
Yeah.
He knows how to work a crowd.
Oh my gosh.
He, you know, is... very personable with everybody.
Personal, yeah.
You know, he took time to read posters and take selfies with people during the concert, take videos, wish one girl happy birthday. Like, he really took the time with his fans, which
That's
I thought
amazing.
Was very cool.
I was going to say, I like that because there's a lot of artists that just do their set list and they don't really, like, take the time to interact with the fans at all.
Yeah.
And that's, like... what you go there for, yes, you like the music and stuff, but you want to, like, when you see someone like that, you want them to be nice, you know? And you're like, just interact with the fans and things like
that.
That's awesome.
He was.
Yeah,
he was nice to everybody there.
And it proves also when artists are just sitting straight to their set list and what they've practiced the entire time, it's hard. You can tell it's hard for them to pivot and go and deviate from the script. So
he had no problem pivoting.
Yeah, he's a
He was singing
master.
While, like, giving people fist bumps and shaking hands and pointing to them with their posters.
That's
and
neat.
The ultimate multitasker,
like,
and he sounds so good still.
I mean,
does he?
That's
good.
He sounds
good.
So
That's
good. I mean, he was so good. Now, with all that being said, show could have started at 7, first of all.
I know.
He went on a little after 9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Show could have started at 7, and there was talk about this. Like, know your audience, dude.
Yeah.
Like, the people that really were all about you were in high school in the 1900s.
Yeah, that's true.
You
need to remember that.
Know your audience.
We have earlier bedtimes now.
He could have started at 5.
He could have started. 7 would have been great for everybody. You're out of there by 10:30. We stuck around until 11, and I was like, I got to go. I've got my alarm's going off at 3:30. I still got to get home and everything. And here's the problem. He front-loaded the entire show with a bunch of stuff I have never heard before.
Yeah,
it was new
stuff.
It must have been new stuff. I didn't recognize 90% of it, and it was all very slow and sexual and saxophone and making love.
Gyrating hips.
I'm like, play Sexy Back! Play Mears! Come on, give me that troll song. Give me Cry
Me a River!
Cry Me a River, Justin!
Come on!
And so by the end of it, I pulled up his set list online, and the end of the concert was going to be all the biggies. So we kind of were bummed about that because we're like, we're 40-something. We got to go home now, you know? And I feel like he should have started at 7 and started with more of his bangers, his big stuff.
Yeah.
I really, really
Well, how old
do.
Is he? Oh, he's 43, too.
He's getting up there, too. And there was jokes about that in the crowd. Like, people were saying, you know, they're getting close to retirement and getting older.
Yeah.
They're going to be in a retirement home by the next time he comes. And he's like, well, I might be, too.
Yeah.
He'll bring out the walker next time. So, yeah. That's funny.
So that was kind of a downer. The other thing that was a downer, obviously, this concert is directed towards the female audience.
Yeah.
I mean, 90% of the people there were ladies. So I made this joke, like, if you're a guy that is like, man, I wish I could go somewhere and hang out just to feel incredibly inadequate, irrelevant, and invisible, you need to go hang out at a Justin Timberlake concert.
Yeah.
That
I was gonna
did
say,
it for you, huh?
He looks good for 43, man.
He looks good, like, and ladies be going crazy for him still.
Yeah.
I posted some pictures on my Facebook page, and I put Jeremy surprised his wife by gifting her Justin Timberlake tickets, only to fade into the background and become utterly unnoticeable for the next 3 hours.
Jeremy who?
Basically disappeared.
Did she call you Justin on the way home?
Yeah,
I know,
oh my gosh,
right?
I was waiting for
it. I met Jeremy.
She's like texting all of her girlfriends, and her girlfriends are texting her, and it's pictures back and forth. I'm like, oh my God.
That's cute.
But with that being said, all the ladies there, you know what they did at Ball Arena? We were on club level. They went and took all the men's rooms and converted them to women's bathrooms.
No, they didn't.
Oh,
they did.
They had. I bet they had.
They did.
To.
They can do that?
They did it! Because, you know, they've got the little signs that come
yes.
out to say men and women.
Yes.
They put covers over the men's ones
but
that said women's.
There's
so they
still
had double.
Urinals in that room.
I was just say the urinals would totally
was it
throw
the,
me off.
The lean like, and pee? Is that what you're doing?
There's still stalls in there, though. There's still stalls.
Yeah, but it's
there
half.
Is.
It's half as many.
But still, they obviously were knowing their audience and ladies
That's
be peeing.
Kind of smart.
So I had to go at one point. I had to walk a good 4 or 5 miles to find the men's room.
You had to go to Metro to use the men's room?
So I had to walk over to the Auraria campus to go to the bathroom.
That's funny.
That is so funny.
Yeah,
I
know.
As a female, I would walk in, see urinals, and walk out. I just wouldn't use it.
So there was that conversation because a couple of the guys that I knew that were there were laughing. They're like, we've watched some of these ladies go into the room and not... There was even like stuff on the door saying, tonight this is a women's mm-hmm. room. But they went in and they're like, immediately you see them coming out like, whoa, what did we do?
Sorry.
And like, you're fine. It's yeah. all ladies tonight.
That's crazy to me.
So if you were a guy, you couldn't pee anywhere last night.
Hey, but shout out to Ball Arena, though. Like, knowing your audience and actually catering to that, because the lines
yeah.
for the women's restrooms there would have been insane.
They would have been pretty
let's
crazy.
Let's remember, we can't pee in a bottle. You can.
All right, you know
I'm
what?
Just saying, you had options.
I
you
saw
may
the
not
tall
have
boy.
Used them.
Fill that bad boy right back
up.
I did have a really tall Michelob Ultra.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? That would have looked really good in the company suite, right? That would have looked really good.
Don't look
good.
At me. Don't look at me.
Turn around.
Resourceful.
Watch
That's
Timberlake, please. Don't
Nobody's
look.
Watching you.
That's
what
the
you
one
said.
Time they looked at you.
Like, it's cold in here. Don't look.
The AC is hot.
So anyway, it was overall a really good night, and we got home at I don't even know what time it was. It was probably right around midnight.
Did you go right to sleep then, or were you able?
No,
to...
No, I mean obviously the sound was so loud there, my head was kind of like still with bass. Mm-hmm. I was hungry, so I had to have a slice of leftover pizza, which immediately gave me heartburn.
Yeah, oh, 1 a.m. pizza.
Trying to get my mother-in-law out. She was sticking around because she was watching the kids last night. So, no, I tossed and turned for a while. I saw that you liked and commented on a text message at 1 a.m., Josh. I was
I
like,
know.
What is Josh still doing up?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I've got my coffee today. I got my rock star, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
Totally
that
worth it.
That sounds like an A-plus night.
It was a heck of a name, yeah. a heck of a guy to go see,
yeah.
you know, and I'm good. I'm
well,
good
you liked,
forever now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you liked NSYNC, though, back in the day. I mean,
did.
There's the nostalgia factor there, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. You know, one more thing that he did that I thought was really cool, he had two stages set up, too. So he had his main stage up front, where he did all his singing and his mm-hmm. dancing and his gyrating and stuff. And then halfway through, he walked through the crowd and went to the second stage, which was closer to where I was sitting for like the last half of the show. And I thought that was very cool. That's a great thing to do. So you give your audience two different perspectives of you.
Yeah.
And you get to be close to two different sides
yeah.
of the arena. And I thought
I like
that was
that,
really
actually.
Good.
That connects
yeah.
with the fans on a deeper level, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Connected with my wife. She starts way up in her chair
right.
at that point.
She's like, he's coming closer.
She moved down, right?
Yeah, she was like, oh, my God.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.